USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roe versus Wade could be changing in the United States. An illegally leaked draft by the Supreme Court on another abortion case in Mississippi was revealed by Politico. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Tuesday.
And uproot decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion. If this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans. Under this decision, our children will have less rights than their parents.
First Lady Jill Biden will travel to NATO countries Romania and Slovakia this week to show support for displaced Ukrainian families forced to flee Russia's invasion. Biden wraps her trip up on Monday, May 9th. USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Imagine working one job your entire life. One South American man has done just that.
A 100-year-old Brazilian man has set a new Guinness World Record for working at the same company for the last 84 years and 9 days. The reference book company said in a statement last week that Walter Orthman, an employee with Renault View, was awarded the honor back in January. Orthman started working at the company in January 1938 as a shipping assistant. He told Guinness that he started to work for the company to provide for his family, which was struggling financially at the time. He noted that he was hired due to his proficiency in German. According to Guinness, Orthman was promoted by the company throughout the years from a shipping assistant to a sales associate before landing a managerial position in the sales department. Orthman just celebrated his centennial birthday last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thank you, Kenneth. And thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Hundreds of households in the historic New Mexico city of Las Vegas were told to evacuate on Monday as fierce winds and drought pushed the largest active wildfire in the United States closer to town. The blazes burned more than 121,000 acres, tearing through centuries-old settlements and vacation homes about 30 miles northeast of Santa Fe. Governor Kristi Noem, the Republican from South Dakota, was on Fox News explaining what Republicans need to focus on going into the midterm elections in November.
You know, Republicans and conservatives need to focus on where we're going. What's our vision for the future? We all know that Joe Biden's a terrible president. We all know that he's wrecking this country and that we're against 99.9% of what he's doing to destroy our freedoms. But we need to talk about what we stand for as well and what we embrace, how special of a gift this country is and how we want to protect that for the next generation. So that's one thing that I hope we will focus on is the optimism. That we all need to really draw people to us and the message to give them the ability to vote for us to lead. We should be running on the Constitution. We should be running on a limited government, remembering that the power is with the people, and then informing folks on really what that means, that that means that we don't make decisions for them that the government shouldn't be making, that we're going to empower them with information and facts.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.